Linda Lynch here in studio. The KI Technology Group takes care of all of our needs so that we can prepare our show for our home office as well as our office here in studio. And we appreciate Linda, who's just back from being on the road again. You're like a rock and roll star. You're always on the road. Where were you? Tell us about your last trip.
I was in Houston, and I was meeting with other technology business owners, and we were talking about how to make our businesses better.
What was did you learn anything?
It was kind of a deep dive into our numbers. So the group got me to look at my finances in a way that I hadn't really before.
Ah.
So it was very educational. Yes, I've learned a lot.
Did you? You got to stay on top of those numbers,
yep,
huh?
Yeah, I'll be meeting with this group 4 times a year, so I'm sure there's much more to learn.
All right. How was the weather down there?
The last day was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was sunny and about 65.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, you don't get to go outside much. You're pretty much working from sun up to sundown.
Yeah. Well, so. We can't complain. We've had a pretty mild winter, haven't we?
That's true.
A couple things I want to ask you about. First of all, when one company merges with another company, the headache that must create in every aspect must be something, but especially in sharing information, whether it's sales or technology or whatever. What's the process and how do you do that?
Well, if I was working with those companies, I would say, you know, we need to look at the systems that are in place for both companies. What are they using the same kind of system, or are they using different systems? If they're using different systems, then you're going to need to evaluate which system is the better system and figure out then how to get the information from the one that you've decided isn't the better system into the one that is. So that's going to be a challenge for everything that the company does. You may find that you have excess equipment that you need to, you know, do some consolidation and get rid of some of the equipment you have. So that's going to involve figuring out what equipment is the best for what the company wants to do when the combination is complete.
That takes timing and planning then.
Yes, it does.
So you just can't go into that blindly.
No, yeah. No.
Another question along the same lines is, what happens when you have several locations, whether they be, you know, locally in the mid-Michigan area, throughout the country, throughout the world, throughout the state? What's the process in trying to get all those locations on the same line?
Well, typically when that happens, it's, you know, we have a central office and then we're expanding. So we're creating offices other places. So what you need to look at is what functions will be needed by the other locations and how can they connect back to the main location to gain access to those functions. Another thing that you might consider is just putting, instead of the central location being the central office, should all that move to the cloud instead of being in the central office? So that might be an option. Again, it takes planning and you've got to take everything on a case-by-case basis. Every company is going to be a little bit different.
I recently took part in a GoToMeeting meeting, and I thought that was pretty cool because we could see those folks and they could see us. We had never met them before, and you felt a little bit more of a bond and creating a relationship with people like that. I was wondering how people use that resource as opposed to flying and meeting with people and traveling.
I see that used all the time. So a lot of vendors that are either getting new information to their clients, or vendors who want my business will set up a demo through a GoToMeeting or something similar, and we'll log in so that we can all look at the same screen and see what's going on. I also, in preparation for my meeting in Houston, there was another gentleman who was new to the group. So the facilitator of the group who was bringing us on board did a GoToMeeting so that we could go through some things, and we were all on the video camera so you could see all three of us just like you're describing. And that helped a lot since we were going to be meeting to be able to recognize those two men when I got to Houston and not have everybody's face be strange.
The chamber meetings I've been to all over the area, whether it's MABA or the Williamston Chamber of Commerce or some Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce I've been to, Linda, they always seem to talk about people who want to grow their business aren't whining and complaining. They're actually networking and meeting with people and talking with people. And you travel all the time and you think, Linda knows what she's doing. But you're all over the country. You're in different mediums. You're getting the word out there about your company. How big is that? How important is that?
I think it's critical. I mean, everybody wants to do business with people that they know and like. And the same thing is true of this group in Houston. I was sort of auditioning to be part of the group. I had to be unanimously voted in by this group. And of course, they want people in their group that they like, so and that they know. So it was important that I talk to the people in the group. And here in town, it's important that we're out in the community, that we're meeting people, that we're talking to them, not necessarily that we're always trying to sell them. That's not our approach, just that we get to know who they are and they get to know who we are. And then if there is a fit, you know, then business will happen.
Yeah, but you've got plenty of business. You guys are making dough and everybody knows you and I see your picture everywhere. You still need to do that?
But, you know, that didn't happen without doing all those things. And, you know, do you know any business owner who says, oh, no, I have already enough business. I'm not interested in talking to new clients. I mean, things happen to our existing clients. They may be struggling and may go out of business. They may be acquired by another company and we may not be the company that works with them going forward. So you can't count on having all the clients at the end of the year that you have at the beginning of the year.
And I ask you that in almost in jest because there are many business owners out there that when times are tight, they pull back on their marketing and advertising. And I know business is business. You got to do what you got to do. But you seem to understand that you still got to keep moving forward with that. It's an investment. And you could also look at it when your competitors are pulling back, you're still moving forward.
Right. You know, I don't think anyone ever cost cut their way to profitability. If you're not working on increasing revenue, you're not going to grow and you're not going to increase your profits. So that's been a focus of ours for the last several years and it will continue to be.
If people want to know more about KI Technology, where do they go?
They could give me a call at 517-333-6540.
Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group, and they are the fine suppliers, supporters of all of our computer needs.